Christ. Dick Francis Novels, Book 10. Written by Felix Francis and read by Martin Jarvis. I know I'm in trouble on the run down towards Shuttlecock, but I'm laughing. I don't care. I am once again riding in a Grand National, the first time in nearly 8 years. But this isn't the 4.5 mile steeplechase over the 30 fences of Aintree Racecourse. This Grand National is a different type of race altogether. A nerve-jangling, teeth-rattling, buttock-clenching roller-coaster ride down a 3/4 mile long ice chute, the Cresta Run, in the Swiss town of St. Moritz. As I enter Junction Strait, I pull myself further forward on my toboggan. Not some sit-up-on-wooden-slatted affair for the occasional snowy slopes in your local park. This toboggan is 35 kilograms of precision-made steel and carbon fiber, with razor-sharp runners and grab handles to hang on by. Moving my weight forward gives me more speed, and speed is the king. The difference between winning and losing is measured in milliseconds. Speed, speed, speed. Only speed will let you win, provided, of course, you don't have too much and crash. All I can hear is the rushing wind and the constant clatter of the runners on the ice as I hurtle face down along the straight at 60 miles per hour, ever gaining that elusive speed on the steep slope. I stare ahead, searching for familiar landmarks, but my vision is blurred by the vibration. I've never been this fast before at this stage of the run. I feel, rather than see, the sharp change in direction as Junction Strait runs into the right-handed rise, where the track even lifts slightly, causing the G-force to squeeze my body onto the sled. I flash under Nanny's Bridge and through the kink right at Battledore. Next is the infamous Shuttlecock Curve, where so many have fallen. There's even a special club for them all. And the big question in my mind is, am I going too fast to make the turn? I slide my body back on the toboggan, allowing me some degree of steering by pressing the tail of the inside runner harder onto the ice. But do I also rake? On my feet, I wear special boots with 3 jagged metal spikes protruding from the toes, a bit like Rosa Klebb with her poison toe blade in From Russia with Love, only more so. These are my rakes, the only means I have of slowing me down.